But,
well,
but
they need to build another house.
Huh?
You just need to build you another house.
Oh, no, I know they would build a house. Oh, I could have built one, but... Oh, I think I'm doing pretty good like I am. just let that do it.
Well, it's just once a year that the
south
is too small.
Yeah. Oh, it used to be once a year, but it's getting more regular than that now. They used to just come in the summertime, but they... just come whenever they get ready now. It's not too far from here, you know, Topeka. You can drive it in 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. You can drive in 8 hours. Pretty good.
How are they going to bring their beef back?
They coming in two cars. See, they got five hogs in that one beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they can carry it in them two cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to put some... inside, though, they ain't gonna be able to carry it all in the bag.
Yeah, I was thinking that's gonna be.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah. They're pretty big hogs, too.
Mm-hmm. Talking about land, you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
good.
Uh-huh. Or another word for good. Or another word that means good. You'd say the soil is very
rich.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And what different kinds of land are there around here?
Oh, it's sandy land, black land, red land. We got all kinds.
What's the black land like?
Oh, it's real stiff dirt.
Uh-huh.
You remember crossing this creek down here? Sanders Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's black land down there. You don't make very good crops on that kind of land. It dries out too quick.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's gumbo down there, too. it used to be we couldn't hardly plow.
Mm-hmm.
The tractors wouldn't stand up to pull a plow in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't hardly go on the ground. I don't care how big a tractor you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too gummy.
What about buckshot?
Buckshot land?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of buckshot land.
Is there any around here?
No, not as I know of it, ain't.
What's it like?
The gumbo.
The buckshot.
The buckshot. I don't know what buckshot like. We don't have that kind of land around here.
Uh-huh. Do you have what around here you call loam or loon?
Oh, lunum sand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's loom sand?
Real loose sand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it good or?
No, it ain't no good. No good with it like that. Some people call it bullnail land.
Uh-huh.
It'll grow bullnails, but that's about all it will.
What about land next to a river? That low land next to a river?
Oh, they call it the river bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what you call good land. Red, good mixed sandy land.
Uh-huh.
It's good too.
What about a land that might be good for grassland,
that's
not much good for anything else?
You mean sandy land?
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear of a meadow or prairie?
Yeah, prairie meadows. We have prairie meadows, moody grass meadows, Johnson grass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the prairie grass?
Uh-huh.
That's just a different kind of hay from what the other is, and that's about all it will grow is just that prairie grass hay.
A meadow?
Yes, a meadow. Mm-hmm. And that's about all the kind they grow out on them prairies is prairie grass hay.
Uh-huh.
But down here, we can grow any kind.
Mm-hmm.
That prairie grass hay can stand more dry weather.
What's a meadow like?
Just a meadow.
Just growing hay? Or?
Yeah. That's what a meadow is, just something that grows hay.
What about a prairie?
Well, it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a prairie grass meadow.